direct protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Paul McCartney. Freshen up. May 30th, Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Featuring hits from the Beatles, Wings, and McCartney Solo. Reserve seats on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Paul McCartney. Get your tickets Friday.
Produced by AEG.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. I'm joined by John Haidt today. You know, I saw Todd Blackledge right earlier today. You know, the same conventional nonsense what did he write? He wrote, preseason polls are terrible. There should never be any preseason polls. You shouldn't have a poll until, you know, you're X far into the season and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you know, first of all, Todd, the polls aren't for you. They're for us. The polls are for because people want to talk about football, and having polls inspires conversation. People are excited for it, and that's why we have them. Now, if you want to say that it unfairly places teams in front in the race without warrant, that's a true fact. That's a true fact. But, you know, I advised Todd that I wrote him. I said, you know, man, you're reading the wrong polls. That's your problem. I said, go see my ratings, and then you won't think that way, because in my ratings, there was no Miami. There was no Florida State. There was no Texas. There was a Central Florida. There was a Boise State. And again, the AP and the coaches poll are already 1 week in, and you can just set them on fire. Just absolute garbage. I mean, they could not be more wrong about everything that they said. And, of course, now, like I mentioned yesterday, now their knee-jerk reaction is now they've elevated all the teams that beat those crappy teams that they had overranked, because they still don't want to admit to themselves that they were just wrong. You know, so in other words, if you beat Miami and you're LSU, well, LSU must be great because Miami's great, because we know Miami's great because we said so. No, Miami sucks and LSU sucks less. that's the truth of it. You know, it's that type of thing. You know, it's Florida State. You know, let's move Virginia Tech to 12 or to 11. Why? Because Florida State blows oats. You had it wrong. You were wrong. Florida State sucks. Watch some film. They suck. You know, and yet now we got to put Virginia Tech in the top 10 because they beat that crappy team. You know, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And yet, that's what we do. So Blackledge isn't wrong. He's just in the wrong place. And I tell him where to go to get the right answers if he actually wants to be informed and educated, as opposed to, you know,
his normal self.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. What did you think, John, of the, just changing gears for a minute.
All right.
What do you think? Oh, my goodness. I got a Tiger is competing tweet. He always competes for a round or two. People, do you not get the pattern? Do you not get the pattern? Michelle says, Walt, you have me all in a tizzy about this game. I won't sleep until Sunday now. As long as it rains on both sides of the field, we should be okay, right? 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 That's pretty funny. Michelle, rain's an equalizer. Rain favors the lesser team.
Right.
It just does. Because it muddies down the ability of the better team to take advantage of their superior athletes. You know, when in other words, if I've got a guy, if I've got a 4-4 guy versus a 4-7 guy, well, the mud may turn them both into 5-0 guys.
Right.
And see, and so it detracts from your advantage. And again, what it throws it into is it throws it into this realm of the unknown, because as I've indicated and I've already given an example of, you just, it's not, you can't judge it by the body type. You can't judge it by anything in particular. There are just individual guys who seem like they're not bothered by things like that. And there are others who are bothered terribly, terribly. And frequently it's not the way you would expect it. And so, again, I give the example of that Ice Bowl game between BC and Iowa. That's ice, not rain, but it's the same principle at play. And Wadley, the Iowa running back, ran like he was on a dry field. He rushed for like 130, 140 yards. He had no trouble at all. But A.J. Dillon, the better back and the bigger back, the heavier back, who you would think would handle it better, he couldn't handle it at all. And so, you know, you don't know. I know this. A&M will welcome the rain. I know that. And trust me, A&M knows they're overmatched, right? So you can be sure Jimbo Fisher is hoping that the skies open up and that it pours and pours.
Getting back to the film and things from the last game, very proud of our team in regard to us being able to get a victory. But more importantly, we played very physical in the game. That we gave great effort. We were far from perfect. There's a lot of mistakes in the game that we have to clean up. A lot of little things on all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams, that we have to make sure we're on the same page and just clean up the details and, you know, exactly have great attention to them and all those things. So sometimes they don't always bite you, but they bite you when they bite you. I mean, just because you got bothered in one game, don't mean you have to.
They bite you when they bite you.
They really don't need to become problems. You have to clean them up. Evaluate yourself, even though you had success in the game, to make sure that you're dotting I's, crossing T's, and trying to leave no stone unturned to give your opponent advantage. And there's a lot of those things in which we need to do. In the game, but again, I thought we were physical. I thought we ran the football. I thought we stopped the run, which is very critical. Threw the ball with a lot of efficiency on third down, even in the red zone third down, which I think is a very, very big area that sometimes we get underlooked. I mean, we say it was red zone. Is it third down, red zone conversions? Those are huge. They really change things. Defense, I thought
they are huge. I agree with you about that. All right, that's good.
I'm glad you're able to pick that up.
Yeah, we're going to hear from Jimbo all day today and tomorrow. Jimbo's going to interject into the conversation all day today and tomorrow. Like, probably anytime we say Jimbo. Except that time. That's just a test. That was a test. That was not an actual Jimbo alert.
He does talk fast.
Yeah, well, he does. Yeah, he's Mighty Mouth. He talks a million miles a minute, and we certainly.
He must not like public speaking.
Right.
I mean, there's a difference between like Bill Belichick that doesn't like doing it, but can do it, and not being able to do it. So you get up there and you say everything you got to say in 60 seconds, and then you hope you're done.
I would like to hear one time Bill Belichick talk in the pace of Jimbo Fisher, though. I think that would be absolutely hysterical. Run to Denver.
Yeah. John says, was Clemson the lesser team versus Notre Dame in that downpour? No. But the reason Notre Dame was able to stay as close as they were was because of the downpour. Because I think if that game been played on a dry field, I don't think Notre Dame is as close as they were. But Notre Dame was pretty good then, too. I mean, you know, and A&M is not where Notre Dame was. They're not remotely close to where Notre Dame was in any way, shape, or form. So, again, trust me, A&M wants this. Clemson does not. Clemson wants a perfectly dry field where their talent will dominate Texas A&M because the better players will be the better players. You get super sloppy conditions, and it just throws it into sort of a turmoil kind of thing. Mike says Jimbo's talking at half speed. Nice. Right.
Glad we could slow it down for everybody. Yeah,
exactly right. We're glad to slow it down for you. All right. Just a quick change of direction for a second.
Okay.
You know, let me get to Cliff in Spartanburg first. Cliff, how are you?
Walt, how are you doing?
Good, Cliff. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, Walt, just wanted to call in real quick and get your thoughts on the other USC game as they come to Palo Alto this week and see what you were looking for and who you stopped.
Cliff, you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me well?
Okay, yeah. Look, I think Stanford's better than USC. I think that the Daniels kid is going to be a big-time player, but it doesn't happen overnight. I think Stanford is better. Bryce Love can't wait to be an impact. You know, people misread that Bryce Love situation, I think, a little bit. Rocky Long, who's a brilliant defensive mind, wanted to take Bryce Love away, and he did. He committed to taking Bryce Love away with run blitzes and his aggressive scheme and was able to do so, but he paid a price on the back end, and that was the trade-off. So even though Bryce Love, I mean, it's odd to say, but even though Bryce Love didn't dominate the game statistically and really only rushed for 28 yards or something, he still played a big role in what happened because of San Diego State's overcommitment to stopping him.
I've never seen so many run blitzes in one game, Walt.
Right,
and as you mentioned prior to the season, we have a lot in the passing game that can stress the safeties. And so if the safeties are focused on the run, you know, J.J. made hay last week, but it could be Parkinson, it could be Caden Smith. There's other guys that really command a lot from the safeties. So my one fear, Walt, is in both matchups last year, their offensive guards completely mauled our inside linebackers. And I called you with kind of an insane notion prior to the season that our D-line could potentially be maybe not better, but serve their role within the defense better without Harrison Phillips. And this will be the test because, you know, SC blocked Phillips with single coverage and the offensive guards just devoured Okereke in both matchups, and they ran all day on us. And with Darnold's passing ability, it was unstoppable. So that's my one fear, is that they establish the run early and take some pressure off that young quarterback, and hopefully the balance on our offense and hopefully improved defensive line allows us to come up on top. Have a good one, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Cliff. And again, no Sam Darnold, no Ronald Jones. It really, the top three skill position players from that offense all gone. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver. I think the Daniels kid is going to be great in time. I think he's another Sam Darnold, as I said before the year. And he played pretty well last week, but this is another level of competition for him. It's a big step up, and I just don't think USC is ready for this. I think this is Stanford's time to turn that thing around, and we'll talk more about that. John, did you have any thoughts on Khalil Mack and Oakland dealing Khalil Mack?
I was shocked, personally. I think that to get two first-round picks out of that, yeah, that's great and all, but you have a surefire Pro Bowler right there. I don't understand why they wouldn't pay him. I've heard some things that the Raiders are kind of flushed with cash, that money's kind of an issue right now. I don't know how much I buy into that. I think the fact that he wouldn't show up was kind of what did him in, and I think it's a great move for the Bears to put him in the linebacking core with Roquan Smith, Leonard Floyd. Chicago's getting some pieces together. They're starting to turn around there. I feel like they're doing kind of what Seattle did a few years ago when they had Russell Wilson on his rookie contract, that you bring in a bunch of veterans and you pay a bunch of other guys to try to surround him on both sides of the ball with as much talent as possible.
Two words as to why Oakland did what they did. Salary cap. Two other words. Derek Carr. You can't pay everybody. This is the perfect example of the way the game is today, and I think people have completely missed that in this conversation. It's that you can't pay your quarterback top five money and then turn around and pay a linebacker type, an edge rusher, that type of money, the same type of money. You can't do it. It's a salary cap era. You have to have other football players. And so you have to make this is what teams are forced into. The Raiders didn't trade Khalil Mack because they wanted to. The Raiders traded Khalil Mack because they couldn't afford him. It's not that they didn't have the money themselves. It's that the salary cap doesn't allow it. They have to put a team on the field. And so you just can't do it. Why can the Bears do it? Because their quarterback is on a rookie contract. That's why. So Khalil Mack was going to go somewhere to a place like that that had a quarterback who was on a rookie contract because the Bears can't afford to pay him under the salary cap structure, but the Raiders couldn't. And so it's not, you know, I hear all these people say, oh, the Raiders are stupid, the Raiders are idiots, John Gruden's an idiot. No, this is the game we have. You just can't have these kind of nice toys anymore under a salary cap. Look at a team like New England. You know, they'll restructure Brady's deals. They try and make it more compatible with the team structure. But fundamentally, they don't pay anybody else. You know, they may pay a guy for 1 year, but fundamentally, they don't pay anybody else. They're not paying any of these defensive guys. They're not going after. They don't even want to pay receivers. I mean, the Patriots in the offseason got rid of Malcolm Mitchell, Kenny Britt, Eric Decker, and Jordan Matthews. I knew I was forgetting one. They got rid of those four guys for various reasons. And they never spend any money at receiver. It's a position other people are paying these receivers, you know, out the yin-yang. And the Patriots don't do it because the Patriots understand that you have to put a whole football team on the field. You can't just pay two guys. So if you're going to go out and pay a Derek Carr $150 million or whatever that contract calls for, you can't turn around and pay a Khalil Mack $100 million because there's not going to be any dollars left under a salary cap. So really, the Raiders did the only thing they could do under a salary cap. Again, I'm not saying it's a smart move. I'm saying they had no choice. And I think that's what people don't understand about the Khalil Mack situation. And there's a reason Khalil Mack wound up on a team like Chicago, whose starting quarterback is under a rookie contract, and they're not paying a fortune for him right now. You know, and that's just the nature of this league that exists now. It's the nature of existing in a salary cap era, and there really aren't any good answers. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. It's unbelievable. There's even a prenatal massage. It can be performed in any trimester. We've had couples who just swear by it. It's unbelievable. Get to Urban Nirvana. All the Rees can be found there. Rejuvenated, refreshed, reborn. But it's more than that. They also have the salon where the top stylists in the South are employed. So if you're looking to change your look or update your look, that can be found at Urban Nirvana as well. Think about the people who do things for you. Think about, and I don't know who it is. I don't know what your family structure it is. Maybe your wife helps you with tailgating. Maybe your mother has done so many things for you. Maybe your girlfriend. I don't know. But I do know this. The solution, you go to urbannirvana.com, you print off your gift certificate, and you give it to them. You'll be a hero. Everybody wins. Do it today. urbannirvana.com. You'll thank me later. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll be back.
Paul McCartney. Freshen up. May 30th, Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Featuring hits from the Beatles, Wings, and McCartney Solo. Reserve seats on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Paul McCartney. Get your tickets Friday.
Produced by AEG.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Looking for a steady job with medical, dental, and life insurance? Clark's is hiring. Join their team today and start your career. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-2847.
It's almost time for the most breathtaking entrance in college football as they run down the hill and the band strikes up Tiger Rag. While you make your plans for another exciting football season with the Tigers, where will you be parking your RV or motorhome this year? How about the brand new Clemson RV Park at the Grove? All sites are paved and include full hookup with water, sewer, and 50-amp electrical service. Clemson RV Park at the Grove is a full-service campground just 4 miles from Death Valley with easy access from exits 14 and 19 off I-85. They're golf cart friendly, level sites, and the owners are all seasoned tailgating fans just like you. At just $235 a weekend, these premier sites won't last long. So call Clemson RV Park at the Grove right now at 864-228-2858. You want to be all in at the Clemson RV Park at the Grove? Online at clemsonrv.com.
Hi, this is Terry Wyatt of Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross of Ag South Mortgages.
If you need financing for land, livestock, equipment, construction, both home and farm, or everything out in the country, give me a call.
If you're purchasing or refinancing a home on land or in a subdivision, let me design a loan that fits your needs.
The team at Ag South has been servicing the upstate rural communities for nearly 100 years.
We have the experience and products to fulfill your needs.
Call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
No one's better than Walt's Deaf Doula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, that's hilarious. You should be on TV.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Feel it coming in the air. Yeah. Hear the screams from everywhere. Yeah. I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down.
Walt Tip Tula Road Rage, live from Twin Peaks, home of the... You know what? Let me tell you something. On Saturday, for the South Carolina-Georgia game, if you're here to watch the game, they're going to give away a Carolina jersey. And then Sunday, for the Panthers-Cowboys game, they're going to give away a Panthers jersey during the contest. So you got to be out here both days. Take advantage. The 29-degree draft beer, incredibly beautiful women, 80 high-definition monitors. There's not a bad seat in the place. It's unbelievable. The food's the biggest surprise of the whole deal. It's all Twin Peaks. It's all the time. Come on out and see us this afternoon and this evening. I promise you'll thank me later. It's unbelievable. But that's it, John. We're talking about Khalil Mack before the break.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the reason for it. I mean, the Raiders had no choice. They paid their quarterback. They couldn't pay him what he was asking.
Right.
And look, here's the thing. What's the most important position in pro football?
Quarterback.
Okay. Then, by definition, everything else is less important.
Right.
And the truth is, how many of these defensive cats have won? You know, a few years ago, there were idiots who wanted to tell me J.J. Watt was the MVP of the National Football League. Houston was 8-8 at that time. And they, 8-8, 7-9, whatever it was. And there were people arguing that J.J. Watt was the MVP of the league. Yeah, I'm sorry. If you're the MVP of the league, then your team isn't 8-8. And it's not that he didn't grade out the highest at his position. This is what people don't get. You know, J.J. Watt in that year, I'm sure absolutely did grade out the highest at his position. But was he the best player? No. In the playoffs, the Kansas City Chiefs made him look stupid. They took advantage of him. The point is, what has Khalil Mack done for Oakland? I'm sorry,
Well, now Vegas. Were they in the Super Bowl? Did I miss? Were they in the Super Bowl?
No, they have not been.
Oh, they have not been in the Super Bowl.
They have not.
All right. In other words, so Khalil Mack, for all his brilliance, what's he really done? Mm-hmm. See, the thing is, Denver is sort of the modern exception to this. The year they carried Peyton Manning to the title.
Mm-hmm.
And I do mean carried. I mean on a stretcher. But you can't do that anymore. It doesn't work. You cannot build these defensive dynasties. There was a time in football where these teams just stockpiled talent. The San Francisco 49ers with Ed DeBartolo, they stockpiled talent. They had talent to the end of time. It's like watching a Nebraska or Alabama college game. And so they had an enormous inherent advantage in the way it was played. And there was a time where teams just paid everybody. So you had these great offensive lines. You had these great defensive lines. There was a time in the history of football where the defensive lines had names. They were the Purple People Eaters, or they were the Steel Curtain, or they were the Fearsome Foursome, or they were Doomsday, or they were, or even with the New York Jets, they were the New York Sack Exchange, with Klecko and Gastineau and that whole bunch, Marty Lyons. But you don't have any of that anymore because it's almost impossible to put a group like that together. And even if you can put them together for a short time, you can't keep them together. Mm-hmm. And so the question becomes, for as brilliant as Khalil Mack is, in the way the game is played with a lot of quick rhythm passing and quarterbacks who are just so expert at getting the ball out of their hands and getting rid of the ball, his value is neutralized. He's not worth what he would have been worth 20, 30 years ago. I mean, in terms of percentage, because his position has been negated to a degree. And that's not to say he doesn't have value. He has value. He has value to a team that can afford to pay him,
mm-hmm.
like the Bears. The Raiders could not. And it's just that simple. And it's not a financial thing. Again, it's a salary cap issue. You know, going into the season, there's only one team in the NFL that does not have a receiver who has posted a 700-yard season in his career. One team. Who is it?
I'm going to take a guess as the New York Jets.
And I should say this. Actually, I'm going to have to change it. Forget the question because because there's a twist to it. If you consider that their number one receiver is suspended and can't play, then it's this team.
Oh, the number one receiver is suspended and he can't play. Oh, why am I drawing a blank here on this one? I should know.
The Patriots.
Yeah.
Julian Edelman.
That's right.
Suspended.
Sorry, he's the number one.
The Patriots do not have another receiver on their roster, wide receiver. The Patriots don't have another receiver on their roster who has had a 700-yard season.
Wow.
They just expect Brady to make all these fools better. And for the most part, he has.
Mm-hmm.
He has. But it's still going to be a little interesting early in the year to see what Josh McDaniels does with that offense in terms of how he generates an offense. Do we see more two tight ends? The problem is he really only has one tight end that's a threat. Do we see more multiple backs? How are they going to generate offense early in the season without Julian Edelman? But again, I think when you look at the Patriots situation and you look at who they pay and who they don't pay, that's the example of how you have to run a franchise today.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be clear, these teams of today, when the New England Patriots dominate dynastically in a salary cap era, they are arguably the most dominant team in football history. When you can dominate in an era that is expressly designed to prevent you from dominating, you have exceeded. You are the most dominant team in the Super Bowl era. The Patriots have been the most dominant team in the Super Bowl era because they get there and win these games and just get there in an era that is designed for parity and that has impacted everybody else but them. But if you change the question slightly and you say, well, how did the Patriots, being the most dominant team in the Super Bowl era, compare to some of these teams from the past, the 49ers, the Cowboys, the Pittsburgh Steelers? They don't compare at all. They don't compare in any way, shape, or form. Those teams were way more talented. Way more talented. Patriots don't have any of those guys. The Patriots have a bunch of guys. They have no household names, with rare exception. Guys, tell me all the future Hall of Famers on the Patriots D.
On the current roster right now?
Yeah.
Outside of Tom Brady, off the top of my head, I can't think of...
On the Patriots defense.
On the defense. I mean, their best player defensively is Stephon Gilmore, but I don't think he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
There's nobody tracking on that defense to come anywhere close to the Hall of Fame without a ticket. And you look at a Pittsburgh Steelers team from the past, they had Hall of Famers everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere. And so what I'm saying is that the Patriots are the most dominant team in the Super Bowl era because they have found a way to continuously get to the game, win the game, when that's not supposed to be happening. When everything is supposed to be even, when no one else is able to do it, when no one else is able to demonstrate any degree of dominance, the Patriots have dominated to a degree that no one else in the Super Bowl era has. That's clear, it's evident, it's inarguable. But if you ask, are the Patriots the best team of the Super Bowl era? No, they're nowhere near the best team of the Super Bowl era because you just can't have that talent today. This is why Oakland doesn't have Khalil Mack. It's a dilemma. Look, they don't think it's a dilemma. And the reason they don't think it's a dilemma is because when you hear people talking about the NFL, on my way in here, Kwok and Kelly were talking about the NFC, and they were talking about how deep it is and how talented it is and all this. And they're right. I mean, but what it is it's absolute parity. It's total balance across the entire league other than the Patriots. And so it's not that any of these teams are great, because they're not. You want to know the truth? Every single team in the NFL sucks. Every single friggin' team in the whole National Football League sucks from a historical standpoint. All of them. They're all bad. Period. They're all pedestrian teams. They're all teams that teams from the past, like the Steelers or the 49ers or the Dallas Cowboys, you know, would just slaughter because they don't have any of the talent. I mean, again, Brady's best wide receiver is Julian Edelman. He's a converted Mac quarterback. His offensive line is a group of guys who will never see the Hall of Fame without a ticket. His defense doesn't have a Hall of Famer anywhere in sight. Nowhere. And yet, this has been the best team. And that just shows you where we are. So, you know, from a historical standpoint, what we're deprived of is we're deprived of seeing truly great teams. Rooting for and or against dynasties has always been a thing. You know, you either love them or you hate them. And when you add greatness, people love to hate. And today's NFL, and you look around the NFC, I mean, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles have done a good job in creating and putting together fairly elite personnel. But the question is, will they be able to maintain that long term? And the answer is no, they won't. The Eagles are going to eventually find themselves in the dilemma that has basically killed off so many others, is that you just can't keep your players. I mean, for years, the Pittsburgh Steelers have allowed players to walk because you can't keep them. You can't pay them. You can't keep them. And that's why you have this balance. You know, Kelly and Kwok were talking about this, how balanced and how loaded the NFC is. In a way, yeah. In a way, no. I mean, it's balanced, certainly. I mean, it's balanced. And there are a bunch of teams that could win it. That's what they want. This is what they wanted. They wanted to create parity, equity. They wanted to keep all of their cities involved. They have fundamentally found a way to do that. in the process, the product has been watered down. And so we don't see greatness anymore. We see individual greatness, but we don't see great teams anymore. We see a dominant team. And again, I think I've explained that, the difference between dominant and great. The Patriots are the most dominant team of the Super Bowl era. It's inarguable. It's inarguable. It's also inarguable that they're not close to the best team. Those are two totally different things. The Patriots are the most dominant because they have won and won more than anyone else ever has in a time period where you're not supposed to be able to do it. But in terms of how that team compares to, you know, like some of those Pittsburgh Steelers teams where, you know, everywhere you looked, there were Hall of Famers. I mean, there are still guys off that team who haven't been put into the Hall of Fame because people are afraid to put too many guys off one team in the Hall of Fame. I mean, so that's, you know, that's that situation. Matt, I'm coming right to you, Matt. Don't go anywhere. I'll get to you as soon as we get back. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Priority One. Listen, Priority One protects us at the station. It protects all of our homes. They're great people, first of all. I mean, when we had our Tigers for Tatis campaign, they matched every dollar. They wrote a big check. But that alone's not enough to choose them to protect the people that matter most to you. This is their tip of the spear in technology. Every system is customized. Your system wouldn't be the same as your neighbor's unless your neighbor's layout was the exact same as yours. They come in, they evaluate, they listen to your concerns, they evaluate your property, entranceways, access, and they determine how best to protect you in a dangerous world. And if you don't believe it's a dangerous world, watch the news every day because it is one horror story after another. Priority One will protect you with the finest technology, customization, and the fastest response time in the industry. Security is a personal decision. When you're ready, call 288-1400, 288-1400. Tell them I sent you. Matt, you're up first when we get back.
The Clemson Tigers Network. Let's go!
The 2018 football season is underway, and the Clemson Tigers hit the road this week. Jimbo Fisher's worst nightmare is traveling to Kyle Field to take on the Texas A&M Aggies. The first road game of the season is this Saturday, and you'll be there for every minute with the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action, starting with the Tiger pregame show right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
It's bow time at Bojangles. For a limited time, get your choice of a two-piece dinner, two-wing dinner, or one-breast dinner for just $3.99 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. rewards to help you save even more money. Yes, but you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Local Mart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Local Mart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Hit a home run with 2019 baseball and softball gear at First Team Sports. First Team has the best selection in the upstate with a wide variety of bats to choose from, including DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, and Rawlings. Try out a demo bat with unlimited swings or gloves in their in-house batting cage. They also have brand new fielding, catchers, and first baseman baseball and softball gloves in Wilson A2K, Rawlings, Mizuno, and Louisville Slugger. First Team Sports. Play local, buy local on 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Hey, sports fans. Football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I did it because I wanted to.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tip to the Road Rage, joined by John Height. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. Expect a big crowd out here tonight. Come on out, hang out with us. Come for the show, stay for the after party. We've had some afternoon people in, and there will be another whole wave of people coming out, just like the prior week. So come on out, hang out with us. Come for the show, stay for the after party, as I like to say. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, 654-7627. In fact, let me get to Matt and Justin first on the Northland Communication phone lines. We're going to hear from Nick Saban a little bit, too, with his exchange with Maria Taylor, which I've been trying to get to all week, just haven't had a chance to. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Thanks for getting me in.
Thanks for getting in.
I didn't hear all your commentary about the Khalil Mack trade, but that I think it was too much for Chicago to trade that. It also says they have a lot of faith in Mitchell up there. Probably too much faith. But what was your quick commentary on that?
Well, look, Chicago has some talented young players on that defense, and Mack could be a great addition. You know, I don't really have a problem with Chicago making that move. They can afford to do so because their young quarterback is on a rookie contract. So they can afford to do so in the salary cap structure. The Raiders didn't want to trade Khalil Mack. The Raiders traded Khalil Mack because in a salary cap structure, you can't pay your quarterback $150 million and pay some guy on the defense $100 million when his position has been devalued by the nature of the game.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Raiders are going to have bigger problems than just one player being gone. I think the Gruden era will be a failure. I don't think it will advance farther than 2 years.
Well, listen, I don't know what there was in Gruden's record to make anyone think hiring him would be a good idea if he had stayed in the game, let alone the fact he became an announcer for a decade. You know, I mean, I don't know why anyone would have thought that. If you just went and looked at what he really had done, other than having the keys to a Ferrari handed to him and he drove it over the finish line,
from that point on, they were in complete decline. So I don't understand, never have understood any of the John Gruden talk. So no, that won't surprise me at all. And look, he's not winning the division. I mean, if he's lucky, he'll finish third. I mean, San Diego's winning that division. I mean, it's pretty patently obvious.
When do you think Kansas City is going to take a backseat?
I just think Kansas City has too many defensive issues. I think getting Eric Berry back will certainly help them. But San Diego, the second half of last year, was a dominant football team. I mean, the San Diego has one of the best young defenses in football and the best pair of pass rushers, Bosa and Ingram, on one team in the NFL. That loss of Jason Verrett to injury certainly hurts them. But make no mistake about it, they're the most complete team and the best team in that division, and they're going to win that division. I mean, you know, and the other thing is this. I think Kansas City has a great young quarterback talent in Pat Mahomes, and I think he has weapons. But I also think that every young quarterback goes through growing pains, and I think he'll have some. I think this is San Diego's year. I mean, I think the signs were there last year. It just seems clear to me. I mean, if you ask me who are the two best teams in the AFC right now, I think it's New England and San Diego. And if I had to pick a third one, I'd say Jacksonville.
I don't know. Well, I think Kansas City is just going to beat San Diego just on points alone. I mean, Rivers, everybody says Rivers is having a good year every year. He hasn't been in the playoffs in about almost a decade now.
The second half of last year, they were a dominant bunch. And if you look at what they are defensively, they're becoming a dominant defense. And don't forget, he gets Mike Williams back. Melvin Gordon is getting better. He's becoming a bigger and bigger factor. I mean, I just think, in my mind, Matt, I think clearly San Diego is the best team in that division. I think they'll win the division by two games or more.
Oh, wow. I just disagree with you on that one. I think Jacksonville, I think you're dead on with Jacksonville. I think that defensive line is going to get better. I think the defense of Jacksonville is going to get better. If Bortles can show what he showed in the playoffs,
yeah. Look, Jacksonville's the fastest, most athletic team in football. That's also not close. I mean, their athleticism, their speed on defense is unparalleled. That's the fastest modern defense I've seen. And so, you know, I think they're going to be, and they have a way of playing. Their way of playing is they're going to play offensively. They're going to play through Leonard Fournette. That's who they are, and that's going to be good enough. I mean, I would expect that they would win their division.
And one last thing, Ron, what do you think of the addition of Calais Campbell to that team has meant? Do you think Calais Campbell could ever sniff the Hall of Fame? I think he is a Hall of Famer. Probably not first ballot, but I think he is. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I think it's a good call. His addition has been enormous. I mean, maybe the single biggest addition. And I think he does have a Hall of Fame-type resume. It's been done in relative obscurity and sort of on the down low, but I think you can make the case. I just think, John, I don't know your thoughts on it, but when I look at the West, I mean, I just think Kansas City is going to take a little step back.
I agree.
I think it's sort of the nature of the beast. Getting Eric Berry back is key. And they're going to be very explosive offensively. But I think when you look at the whole football team, all of Kansas City's pass rushers are old.
Or gone, yeah.
They're... gone. And in San Diego, you have two guys in Bosa and in Ingram who are right in their athletic primes and are just touching the surface of how good they're going to be. Look, I'll tell you right now, the most dominant defensive player in pro football this year is going to be Bosa. Mark my words. Bosa. It's not going to be J.J. Watt or Clowney or Aaron Donald or Khalil Mack. It's going to be Bosa. Mark my words. Most dominant defensive guy in the game. He's going to have a career year, and he and Ingram together, I mean, they're just going to wreak havoc. I mean, and Phillip Rivers finally has the weapons he needs. It's late in his career, but all those things. The only concern is that Jason Verrett injury.
But I just think they're talented enough that it's not going to matter. I mean, I think San Diego is a 12-1 type football team. I mean, I think that's who they are. Justin on the Northland Communication Volumes. Justin, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. How are you, sir?
Good, Justin. Appreciate you getting in.
I think you're spot on with San Diego, man. I actually have San Diego versus New Orleans is my Super Bowl prediction for this year. But I will say that San Diego pick hinges off them staying healthy, because to me that has been their biggest problem over the last 4 or 5 years. Is they've had talent, but it's like this guy goes down, then this guy goes down, and it's just like domino effect for them. But I'm with you riding San Diego bandwagon this year.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I could see San Diego in New Orleans. I mean, I think the AFC will come down to San Diego and New England. And I guess it's you pick your choice there. I would probably, if the game were going to be played tomorrow, I'm probably still taking Brady because, you know, he's Brady. But there's going to come a time very soon, and maybe now, that torch sort of gets passed. And not that it's going to be passed to Phillip Rivers, but in the long term. But in the short term, I think it's going to be those two veteran quarterbacks and those two football teams. And yeah, look, New Orleans is a vastly improved young defense that has real talent on the back end of that defense now. The drafting of Lattimore, having Lattimore fall in your lap, was a really big deal for that football team.
And the leader of your team knows how to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Listen, again, all that separates Drew Brees from being right there with Brady as the greatest quarterback who ever lived is 3 inches of height.
And I honestly think it would be cool to see Brees play the Chargers in the Super Bowl. There would just be so much irony around that.
Oh, sure. You know, remember, it was basically which quarterback do you keep? You know,
exactly.
Brees or Rivers, so... Yeah, it would be a fascinating game, no question about it.
But here's why I called in. I'm glad you're on the Khalil Mack deal today. I'm a firm believer in the team who ends up getting the superstar player in these deals is the team that loses. And that goes back to looking at what the Redskins gave the Titans to get RG3. The Rams stockpiled some picks when Mariota got drafted by Tennessee. I'm just a believer, and I look at it like this. The Oakland Raiders got 2 first-round picks. They probably won't get a Khalil Mack with those 2 picks. But if you can get a guy who's going to give you 75% of what Khalil Mack does and get 2 of those guys, you come out on top, and you're spending what? $80, $90, $100 million less money on those 2 guys.
That's it exactly. That's it exactly. You're 100% right.
But I want to go full circle on this now. I was a believer in the Rams and the way they had built their team until this past offseason with all the trades and stuff they did, bringing in good players, Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib, things such as. I personally see this team as being the Philadelphia Eagles Dream Team 2.0. And just curious what your take on that is, and I'll listen off air. Thank you for your time,
thank
Walt.
Thank you, Justin. Well, I think they're in a little different circumstance. They were already building an elite team, and they were looking for a couple finishing pieces and needed to replace some talent in that secondary. And so what the Rams basically did is they sold a little bit of their future to win now because they thought they were capable of winning now, and they are. I mean, if you ask me, you know, again, I already talked about the fact I think Jacksonville is the fastest team, fastest defense in the modern era. But if you ask me which team on both sides of the ball in the NFL has the most talent right now, I think it's the Rams. I think the Rams have probably more talent than any other team in all of football right now on that roster. So, you know, it may work for them. I mean, look, if the Rams go to and or win the Super Bowl, it will not surprise me, because I just think they're loaded. John?
I agree with you. I think that it was definitely a try to win now and sacrifice some of the future, because we keep coming back to, you know, the salary cap. Well, they have Jared Goff on a rookie contract. You can afford to pay you know, Aqib Talib. You can pay Ndamukong Suh the 1 year. You can pay Aaron Donald. And right now, because of Goff's contract, you have no reason not to go all in on that and try to build a team around him and go for it. I think they do have one of the most talented rosters in the league, and I wouldn't be surprised either if at the end of the day they're hoisting a Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, I mean, again, the NFL wanted balance. Well, they've achieved it because this may be the most balanced year in league history. I mean, I think it's fascinating for that reason, but I think the league may be more balanced because, in all honesty, you could pick like eight teams out of the NFC to represent in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it may not even wind up being one of those teams. You know, I mean, the NFC is going to be highly competitive, and I think the AFC is more competitive than people think. I think there are still a lot of quality teams in this time frame. Let me tell you about Elkmont Trading Company. John knows all about Elkmont Trading Company. Did you know that Elkmont was just featured in Southern Living magazine? I mean, does that tell you all you need to know? I mean, it's unbelievable. And that's right here, our own Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson. If you haven't been to Elkmont, you just really haven't experienced Clemson. I mean, it's a remarkable place. I mean, there's the women's boutique. There's the gourmet foods, the candles, of course, everything for the outdoors enthusiast, whether you're a casual weekend hiker, whether you're a hardcore whitewater kayaker, they have answers. And they have people who know their stuff. Lee, the owner, one of the owners, he's a master kayaker. He'll get you outfitted in just what you need. Don't forget the food bar and the 16 locally brewed craft beers. It's Elkmont Trading Company. Go see him. I'll be back.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. We're talking hot dogs, burgers, and more with over 100 free toppings to choose from. Everyday lunch specials from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Two all-beef wieners with fries, a fresh hand-pattied burger with fries, or hand-battered chicken tenders with fries for $5.99. Nothing frozen, always fresh. Visit it's the letter U, the letter R, wiener.com. It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. 101 Keith Street.